Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. Snow and freezing rain are falling in northern Arkansas, and the wintry precipitation is forecast to spread across the northern two-thirds of the state. Schools closed Thursday in much of northwest Arkansas, where 3 to 5 inches of snow is forecast. The University of Arkansas at Fayetteville is among the campuses closed. Many schools in north central and northeast Arkansas have also closed in anticipation of hazardous road conditions. The National Weather Service says some areas with rain will likely see a change to snow. 1 to 2 inches of snow accumulation is forecast for central Arkansas, with 3 inches possible in some areas. The Weather Service says bridges and overpasses are beginning to freeze in many places of north Arkansas. Kansas and Missouri have gotten and continue to receive snowfall from this system. In parts of St. Louis, up to 15 inches of snow in the very northern part of St. Louis. State police say at least 5 accidents have occurred on Interstate 540 in snowy northwest Arkansas, and that numerous other vehicles have slid off the highway. A winter storm warning in effect today, where up to 5 inches forecast for northwest Arkansas. The University of Arkansas at Fayetteville has closed for the day, as have many other schools and counties where the winter storm warning is in effect. Batesville Public Schools did have school today, but will dismiss at 12:30 this afternoon. Superintendent Dr. Randy Willison said buses will run at 1 p.m., but that parents may pick up their children at any time. A private research group is offering new evidence that the economy will strengthen over the next few months. The Conference Board says its index of leading economic indicators rose 1% in December after a slightly bigger increase in November. Fewer people bought previously owned homes last year than in any year since 1997. But home sales in December jumped to faster paces than in 7 months. The National Association of Realtors says sales fell 4.8% in 2010, the weakest performance in 13 years. Home prices have been depressed by a record number of foreclosures and high unemployment. And the extent of Gabrielle Gifford's injuries and her long-term prognosis won't be known for some time, but her husband says the steps she's made since being shot earlier this month make him, quote, extremely hopeful. Mark Kelly says doctors have stabilized his wife to the point that she's now ready to move to a rehabilitation facility in Houston, Texas. That's where he's stationed now, as he is an astronaut. Yesterday, doctors say she managed to stand up with assistance and look out the window of her hospital room. And Judge John Dan Kemp has sent a Stone County couple to prison. 49-year-old Ricky L. Jones and 43-year-old Fonda Jones were given 24 months in prison for violating the Arkansas hot check law and conspiracy to commit theft of services. Both Joneses were also fined, required to pay restitution, and given 5-year suspended sentences. And that brings you right up to date.